R M. This is WB9YDA.
KG Mobile on 98. AKG Mobile on 8-9. 9-8, rather.
This is W8MEL.
WD9AKG Mobile.
Well, good afternoon. This is W8MEL. Mel is, I'm Echo Link from Mesa, Arizona. Home is Hudsonville, near Grand Rapids.
This is WD9AKG. Name here is Myron. Go ahead.
Hi, Myron. You must be someplace in Indiana, I guess, as this repeater is, I'm connected, as it's up in Grand Rapids, so South Bend or Valparaiso or someplace, I assume.
Yeah, affirmative. It's connected, I think, through a Mishawaka repeater or something like that. It's a WB9YPA repeater. And I'm actually going, I'm out on the U.S., on the Indiana Turnpike, Indiana Toll Road, headed east, going past the Mishawaka Main Street exit there. So that's where we're located. If you see Mishawaka on the map there, it's very close to the Notre Dame, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I used to live down there 50 years ago or so. I used to work at the TV station, Channel 28, and familiar with South Bend, Mishawaka. I lived in Mishawaka in a mobile home park at one time, just down the road from the TV transmitter. Worked in Elkhart, lived in Goshen, and my home is Sturgis, the hometown, so I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'm actually from Goshen myself. We're just coming back from the LaPorte's Cabin Fever Ham Fest in LaPorte. Good show there. They've got a new location, and it's on the county fairgrounds building there, and it's really looks like a nice setup. Looks like they got a great one, and it's probably going to be the same, be that same location next year, sounds like.
Yeah, the Independent Repeater Association has one in Hudsonville, I think the 1st of June. Don't have the exact date. That's at the fairground. That's been a big, I always get a big kick out of people bringing the old equipment year after year. It doesn't sell, but that's okay. Technology changes so much. It's almost like a computer. Your radio becomes obsolete. Right after you buy it, something else comes out which is better and faster. And so it's technology is really changing.
And then there are some of us who like the older stuff and are nostalgic about certain kinds of radios and such. And we like to kind of get some of the used stuff there. And bought a, got it for real cheap. I got an opto scanner, it was called. Made by, I think it's called OptoScan is the company, I think it was called, and basically it's a 10-channel police scanner that was the first programmable ones out. You had to put a card into the scanner with holes in it, and that would determine the frequency of each channel that you were listening to. And then when you wanted a different set of 10 frequencies, you take that card out, take another card in, and you got another set of 10 different frequencies to listen to on your scanner. That was one of the very first ones that came out programmable there. Go ahead.
Well, that's interesting. I saw some that were diode, but you had to go in there and solder diodes in. And I've seen some they do the dip switch, but it's nothing you could change real quick. I built way back then out of Heathkit. I had a Heathkit SB301 tube receiver. I built a whole bunch of Heathkit stuff. Actually, I visited the plant when it was operational. I worked for the phone company. I was in there after the demise, hooking up phone service for people in that building. So, and actually, I'm a Lake Michigan College graduate. That's where I got my electronics training 60 years ago.
Okay, very good. Now, that's great. There was a bunch of neat good equipment there today, a variety of stuff from receivers. They actually had some handhelds that had neat good on them. They were more modern looking ones. They looked suspiciously like what Standard was building, and so I suspect that at one time they had a contract or some sort of an agreement with Standard to build radios with a heat nameplate on them, but were kind of built like a Standard radio. So that's what I saw there a little bit today, and of course saw the couple of amplifiers and the old HW10, I guess it was. Triple control, you get to put a VFO on it, and you were able to light up and down the band there. So.
Yeah, this is W8MEL. Yeah, I'm surprised. I was looking for something. I wanted to buy a crystal, and the crystal manufacturer used to, for ham equipment or even scanners, is you had to get custom-made crystals and all the place. I assume there's somebody that does that, but International Crystal Manufacturing gone. It was Jan. I don't know where you would buy a crystal if you wanted to buy a certain frequency crystal. Well, I'm sorry you're breaking up. I couldn't read. Must be out of the range of the repeater. But thank you for the comeback. Maybe we'll run into each other on the air again. This is W8MEL.
Well, I didn't do better, but I tried. I waited till they came on sale again, and I bought the exact same setup. But then I bought a power supply, and I put this same radio in the house.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, that's awesome. So, that's cool. What maker radio is that?
It's a Radiodity labeled 25 Pro. Now, if you look it up on the internet, honest to goodness, it looks just like the KYT-7900. But it's got their sticker on it, so they can apply any model number they want to it after that.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've seen that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. That's like Retifis or some kind of a weird company name. And then there's TYT, and then it's like they come out of the same factory, but out of a different door, you know. My name is Mike, and hey, I'm gonna clear here. I'm gonna get back to the plan with this radio, and catch up with you. Hopefully, I'll be able to talk to you again. So thanks a lot. And I'm down in the South Bend, Indiana area. So that's what's happening. This is WB9YPA, and I'll clear after your final.
And KF8, ATV will be 73.
This is W8MEL.
Here is N8NYQ mobile. Good afternoon from November 8, November Yankee, Quebec, mobile.
So with that, we'll go ahead and see if we have any announcements for tonight's next.
we have any announcements, please call now. KDMEY. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and move into check-ins. Do we have any check-ins tonight for the 220 Inquisitor Night? Please call now.
Well, if nobody else is going to say anything, I'm not afraid. You know, this is KE8LCT. Name is Richard out of Springport. I'll hang around as long as I get a signal here. Thanks for taking a minute, Stephen.
KE8LCT. Richard in Springport. We got you on the list, and hopefully you'll be able to stick around for a bit, and maybe that cool, dry weather will help keep that cell phone signal strong and all. Do we have any other check-ins? Please call now. All right. Well, come one, come all. I still don't have my voice completely back yet. But fun. All right, well, Richard, I guess the main topic I had tonight was flu and cold season. Has it impacted you? I know for sure it has you and it has me. I did send out an email last night, I thought. I'm going to have to double check it. I wanted to make sure with you, did you get the email for the Insomniac Net schedule? And please give us your comments about flu and cold season.
Oh, flu and cold season. It's been a rough one for me and a lot of other folks on the other links that I've been listening to. Everybody seems to have it, and it's it grabs you by the short hairs, I'll tell you. And I did get your email, I don't know if I got the most recent one, but we're still working on schedules. I'm waiting to hear from what John wants to say about his choices for NCS. Yeah, I'm easy, you know that, so yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll send it back to you, and maybe you can get a few more responses here. KE8LCT, over to you.
KE8MEY, Net Control for the 220 Inquisitor Net. The last one I sent, well, actually I can... hit some button there, it didn't link. Just the MPS Outlook was what I was doing, kind of include all parties and do what John wanted to do, because I know that's kind of what you were recommending. So with that, we'll see if we have any other check-ins tonight. Come one, come all, there's going to be somebody out there in the cold. KDMEY, Net Control, please call now. All right. Yep. We'll see what's going to go on here. But, well, the other topic I had for tonight, Richard, is are you looking forward to spring? And do you think the rodent five for groundhog day? Over to you. KDMEY, KDMEY.
I'm always looking forward to spring. I have never liked winter. I hate it now. I don't think the rodent knows how to lie. The rodent just doesn't know how to predict. In Michigan, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be another 4 or 5 months after February before we see the glimpse of spring. And then it turns from spring to a week after that into the dog days of summer. And I'm just anxiously awaiting the time that I can cry and complain complain and moan and groan about hot weather and mosquitoes. Back to you, KDLC.
I'm not, you know, quite ready for that quickly, like you're predicting there. And, yeah, it does seem to be about how it is. You know, we go from, you know, kind of a mild back and forth, you know, with winter, spring, winter, spring, winter, spring, to, hey, all of a sudden it's 75 degrees for the next 5 months. Turn in your air conditioner, run up your air conditioning and your electricity prices. Here you go. Oh, and here comes fall, and back and forth. Your system doesn't know what temp to stay at. You know, it goes from, hey, I want to keep it, you know, it's like 70 degrees. Oh, wait. It dropped below 70 degrees outside, so the heating doesn't kick in, so it gets really cold in your home. smart electronics, not very smart at all. With that, we'll see if we have any other check-ins tonight. Please call now. Amy Wyatt for the 220 Inclusive event. Well, I heard somebody skip the repeater. No audio, though. Check-ins. Anyone, anywhere. If you'd like to check in, please call now. All right, not hearing anymore. KDMY, next call, 220 Inclusionet. KDLCG, any comments or anything you'd like to maybe throw out there? Go ahead, KDMY, next call.
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest thing that concerns me about the warmer weather is when it starts to get stormy. You know, we have some really nasty ones occasionally, and I can do without that. My roof is basically tissue paper now, so I'd like to avoid that kind of stuff. But for me, it still beats freezing cold and frozen pipes and trying to stay, you know, reasonably healthy. You know, my voice is crapping out because of the weather. My sinuses are crapping out because of the weather. So far, tonight I've had a sneezing attack like you wouldn't believe, because the sinuses are flowing like Niagara Falls. So you can understand why I don't like winter. Spring is nice. Spring, we come in and don't have a whole lot of nasties until the heavy weather comes in, and then I don't like that. One thing I kind of wondering, you know, is the old saying, the expression, if March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion, vice versa. How do you think that's going to turn out? Over to you, KELCT.
Understand. So if March comes in like a lion, in case of weather, I'm guessing, like snowstorms or such and so forth, and then go out like a lamb, you know, basically kind of weak, maybe, possibly. But I know I've heard that, you know, but, you know, we've all, all, you know, the of us that are a little bit older have heard the April showers bring May flowers. Well, we've seen some very snowy April here the last few years. good old Great Lakes. They shield us to a point,
NABGD, November 8, Delta, Golf Delta, Tom in Grand Rapids.
Good evening, Tom, NABGD. Nice chicken, please. All right, not hearing any more. Good evening, Tom. We're going to go to you first. Topics kind of discussed, if you hadn't heard, the flu and cold season, how has that impacted you this year? From what I've read, the cold and flu season has been in 15 years here in Michigan alone. Are you looking forward to spring? So with that, we'll head over to Tom, NABGD, KDY. Go ahead.
Okay. You want me to turn it back to you?
Yeah. Go ahead and turn it back to my control, and we'll do another go-around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, cold and flu. It got me good this year. I think it got me last year, too. I was doing fine, and then I went to visit family. I think that's when I caught it. But my resistance was probably down to begin with. So, and I didn't have a flu shot. I did get a flu shot now, maybe a week or so ago. So at least, I guess I'll be protected maybe for the rest of the year. But, yeah, I'm making it through. There's a lot of phlegm and stuff like that, coughing it all up and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to spring. Get out and sit out on my front porch where my swing is. I miss that. But, yeah, it's a friend over today. Jeff came over, and we were operating HF. He works, he likes to get, what do you call it, wallpaper? I used to call it, wallpaper or contest or awards. I think it's awards, actually. So he's been able to come on over and use my station. And, yeah, it was fun. Good to have him over. I always like having somebody over and work the HF or whatever. So that was good. What else? I guess that's about it. So yeah, there you go. Good to hear everybody out there. I don't know, I just turned it on. I just got back from dropping Jeff off and just walked into the house and heard them not here, so I didn't catch everything on there, but that's what's going on over here. And, yeah, not too bad a day today. I think it was about 32 or something like that. NABGD.
NABGD, that's the goal. For the 220 Inquisitor. Well, we got a small group tonight. With, things checking in, Tom. And, well, I'll be honest. I tried the flu shot, and the thing made me sick one time, and have not gone back to it out of that experience. Obviously, I had my COVID and stuff like that I did. I have gotten a few boosters for that. Last one was August. Just to kind of keep that more relevant. But I don't know. I want to have, I believe that the flu shot stuff that will actually help and everything, but sometimes I wonder if maybe it's not. But I know some people have bad reactions to it, maybe I'm just a little bit. So that, we'll see if they have any other check-ins tonight. Please call now. Get in line. That's the problem. All right, not hearing any other check-ins. I'll just go ahead and open up to general discussion. General discussion as to maybe what you might want to throw out there. First up, is LCP. And then, registered into the EGD now, and I'm back in my control. Go ahead, Richard. Give me the Y, my control, 1628 Scissors.
And this is KE8LCT returning, and on that whole march in like a lion, out like a lamb, or vice versa thing, I think that's kind of a universal thing that folks from probably Europe came up with. In Michigan, we're at the mercy of the lakes. They're the biggest weather maker we have, and who knows what's going to happen. And that's why they used to say, if you don't like the weather in Michigan, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. I can't take a flu shot. I know other people that it works well for, but for me, it will put me in the hospital. There's something about it that I don't know if it's the serum, the basis of it that they use, but it knocks me for a loop. I have a better chance just going through the disease and during treating it symptomatically, but not to say it's a bad thing, but some of us can't handle it. So with that, I will hand it over to Tom, N8DGD. Go ahead. This is KE8LCT.
Okay. And what's the first name? I missed your first name.
That would be Richard. Oh, you can call me Rich, whatever. That's Richard. Go over to you.
Okay, Richard. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I never heard of anybody having that kind of a reaction to a flu shot. That's interesting. I wonder if your doctors have any explanation for that. I never heard of such a thing. Where you have such an adverse reaction. But, I don't know. Stephen, I would maybe try it again and just see what happens, and if you have another bad reaction to it, I wouldn't try it, I guess, but, you get older and stuff, you don't have that luxury of maybe not taking it, so it might be better in the long run to get it. But everybody makes their own decisions, I guess, so, you're your own person, so you do what you think is best. But I would have gotten mine. I don't have any problem with it. It's just that I was, lazy or something. I just procrastinated or something. I don't know. It doesn't cost anything, so. So my sister says, yeah, you better get it. So I got that. Helps when somebody kind of needles you and says, hey, you better go get that. No pun intended, I guess. Anyway, so, what else? Looking forward to spring and summer. We were talking about setting up a POTA station there, Jeff and I were, and so maybe we'll have an activation of POTA. And he works a lot of POTA stations. He doesn't work just POTA, but he does operate with POTA stations. So, anyway, I'll see what you guys have been doing here, activity-wise. And Stephen, we miss you. We wish you would come to Open Radio Room once in a while. Can't believe it. Wow, you must be so busy. Anyway, this is NADGD, and I'll send it back to you there, Stephen. And we miss Steve tonight. He's not here. Go ahead.
My control for the 2020 prison night. I'd like to get down there. Maybe a Wednesday night might be possible. It's usually Wednesday's a hard day, coming from working, a short nap, and then I have a Tuesday night group that I go to, just a short nap, insomnia tests and leading into Wednesday. It's a little bit tough. Sundays, you guys are better, but 1 to 4. And it gets my hours back later, so I'm getting out at 3. I basically be riding over to come in and say hi. Okay, bye. So, it's a little bit rough. Yeah. You know, Fridays for the meetings, I apologize. I've told Greg and others that on Friday nights, I'm bowling at least till I had to schedule until mid-April, if not, I believe, the first week of May. A long week. Appreciate that, Tom. Let's go ahead and see if we have any other check-ins tonight. Yes, we do miss Steve, KAATPX. Are you out there? Next check-in, please. All right, not hearing any additional check-ins. Gentlemen, I appreciate you both checking in and the conversation. But I think I'm going to go ahead and we'll do our final go-around of comments or final business. If you got some other thing you want to throw out there, we can do another go-around. But, I don't have much more to toss out there. So with that, we'll go to the top of the order. KAATPX, Richard, Freeport. Richard, go ahead and hand it down to Tom, KAATPX, in Grand Rapids. And Tom, hand it back to Mexico. KAATPX. Go ahead, Richard.
For starters, I would like to ask Tom about the POTA activation he's going to do. Where's it going to be from, and what frequency? Who knows? I might be able to make a contact. I don't do well locally, but that's because my antenna is horizontally oriented. I can hit Europe, but it's really hard to hit Michigan. But if I could, that's a great challenge. So any frequency that and date would be appreciated, just for grins and giggles. There's another fellow that checks into our Insomniac Net in the Wednesday mornings who does a lot of POTA out of Battle Creek. So, it's something I'm interested in. And other than that, I will say, thank you, Stephen, for taking the net, and I'll hope to hear from you on Wednesday morning. And other than that, I will hand it over to Tom, N8DGD. This is KE8LCT. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I got KC8LZT. Lima Zulu Tango. I hope I got that right. Didn't write it down. I'm over here in the living room right now. I'm at HT. But yeah, the activation, we don't have anything definite yet, but we were thinking about activating from Hoffmaster Park and maybe renting a cabin or set up a couple of tents. And it gave me an idea, you were just mentioning some of the local, having problems with local contacts. I don't know how low in frequency you can go, but probably 40 or 80 meter would be a good one. And I was thinking, too, that if we were to stay there a day or two, we could operate at night. You get a lot more local contacts if you go to the lower frequencies. So maybe you got 40 or 80 meter. 80 would be best. And try that. So that might be an option. That kind of gives you an idea when you mentioned that. Maybe we could run a POTA in the evening. at night. So I get more activation or whatever locally, and more stations coming in here locally. So that's a good idea, but we'll see. But no, no date or time or anything planned as yet. We're going to work that out. But probably in the when the weather warms up, we'll have nothing like right now. So, well, with that, I'll bid you all a good evening. And yeah, Stephen, if you can make it on a Friday at a meeting, I think you said you were doing bowling. So if you want that kind of freeze up, you could catch a meeting. That would be nice. See what's going on with you. Okay, with that, I'll find 73 and I'll send it back over to you there, T-E-M-E-Y, Stephen, take it away.
I believe I heard Steve there real quick. We have Steve. Go ahead.
Real quick, Steve. Sorry to be such a late check-in. Feeling kind of down the last couple of days. Headaches and so on and so forth. So I was sleeping and just woke up and realized what time it was. So sorry to be such a late check-in. We're going to be kind of in and out and probably go back and lay down or have a bite to eat. So how's everything going? KATPX. Good evening to Tom and to Richard as well. Back to net. KATPX.
I also got that nice little bug, or a variant of it, or whatever is going around, but pretty much I have influenza. Can't seem to get rid of it. But it's only been a week. Sorry to hear that you're under weather, Steve. And Tom, if you wouldn't mind sticking around for maybe another commentary. I'm getting through, back to work, after being pretty much bedridden for about 3 days. Stuff is definitely taking a toll on me. I'm trying to keep my voice more low so I don't cough as much, but dry conditions don't help. You know, with everything being so dry outside, inside, with the coarse heat, you know, natural gas, everything's just dried out. It's its own thing. So, Steve, if you would like to, I'll try to keep it to a quick comment, if you'd like to do a quick go around, go ahead and head to the top of the order, TELCD. Richard, Richard, please come in ATGD. And Tom, see you. And we'll go ahead and wrap it up from that. Go ahead, Richard,
KEMY. Yes, this is KELCT. That's Kilo Echo 8 Lima Charlie Tango. And I'm out in Springport. So if Tom's still there listening, I'll say 73. I hope you have a great week. And if Echo Link is kind to me, maybe we'll talk to you again next week. It's hit and miss here. And I'd like to say hello to Steve, I believe it is, out there, K8. I believe it was GPK, if I remember right. And if I don't hear from you again, I hope you have a great week as well. So with that, I'll send it down to Tom, NADGD from KE8LCY, LTT. I will learn to speak one day, I swear it. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. All right. I got it. J-E-8-L-C-T. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Charlie Tango. Okay, Richard. Got it. And, yeah, okay, good. And then, Steve, good evening to you. And, well, I didn't realize that 88MEY was under the weather. So, yeah. Well, get some rest, drink lots of fluid. put a water bottle on your head. Well, you got to make light of it. What can you do? Okay. Well, with that, I'll send it back to Steve, N8DTD here. Have a good night, guys.
Okay. Hey, Richard, thanks for the greetings. And Tom, thanks for the greetings. And even you don't sound well at all. I'm happy that you picked up the net, but I will be here next week, and it hurts the top of my head. So I'm gonna be gone after this one. 73 is all, and take care. K-A-T-P-X, back to net.
88, can you lie? I control for the 220 Inquisitor net. We're going to go ahead and say 73 to everyone, and thanks for checking in tonight. We had a total of 3 check-ins, 4 participants with me as net control, and we'll go ahead and wrap stuff down at 6:37 p.m. And it sounds like all of us have a bug that just won't go away. Whether it's coughing or we're just tired, but this has been bad this year. They need to do something. And Tom, NADGD, direct to you. I want to say thank you again from myself and our friends over here on the 220 side for allowing us to connect to WABC and you joining us for the 220 Inquisitor. We appreciate it. With that, we'll say 73. KDMY, I will return all repeaters to their normal use. There are no KDMY, 73. Heard someone key up. If anybody has a commentary, please go ahead.
No comment. I just wanted to make sure our 2-meter repeater side came back up, transmitter dropped temporarily. Thanks a lot. NADGD.
Thanks, Tom. Give me one. I will now return WBC to its normal operations and just disconnect it from the T20 network. Please stand by.